Some tips to remember when it comes to planning your perfect holiday picnic. 4th of July week is the time when more Americans cook outdoors and have picnics more than any other time of the year. It's also, ironically, the week when more people report getting sick from some food-related illnesses. One way to avoid that problem?
Plan ahead.
That's Tina Haynes with the USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline. She says the whole idea about planning these picnics is to prevent bacteria from getting a foothold on some of our food and then getting a foothold on us. First, if you're grilling burgers at home or at the park, use a meat thermometer.
A hamburger can look brown on the outside, but not be done on the inside. The only way to know is if you check the temperature with a thermometer, and it should reach at least 160 degrees.
And that's in the center. Next, in the planning phase?
Think about how you're going to transport the food.
To keep bacteria at bay, you have to keep the cold foods cold, the hot foods hot, and none of the perishable foods should be kept at an outdoor or room temperature for very long.
You can't leave perishable food out for more than 2 hours, so that may have to be chilled and then reheated at the place.
And it's only 1 hour outside if the temperature is 90 degrees or above. Make sure to have plenty of cooler space and keep foods in containers that are leak-proof so you don't cross-contaminate. And for more picnic and cookout information, you can also call the Meat and Poultry Hotline at 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. I'm Kathy Isom for AgNet West.